Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you are here with a very special episode of Checkpoint Intimates. It's the first one for 2019.
Right, that's what's making it special. I was worried.
No, the topic is very special, and the hosts are very special. My name is Elliot. I'm joined by Cameron.
Hello, we're back for a new year of Elliot making me uncomfortable in intimates.
Yes, that's my favorite thing, though, and you know it is.
My friends have pointed out that you are definitely gaslighting me.
But is that such a bad thing?
Stop negging me.
Okay, I'm sorry. On today's show, we want to talk a little political, because we don't often get to be political here on Checkpoint.
We don't.
Not too often is the worlds of Australian politics and video games colliding, although they have done recently
in a spectacular way.
The collision leaving debris all over the world.
To be fair, usually the collision of politics and...
Politics.
There we go. I got there in the
end. We don't edit this, do we?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, leaving that in. Politics and gaming is usually one of, like, a politician getting involved in the world of gaming when not fully understanding it and, like, trying to get something banned or da-da-da-da.
Or they'll just make a statement about, like, how violence in video, blah, yada, yada. We've all heard it before.
Fortnite's creating serial killers,
but
that kind
of thing. Many politicians embrace video games in the way that this particular one has done.
Not many should.
Not many should. Talking about Clive Palmer, because Clive Palmer is releasing a video game. This is real. This is not us making anything up. It's coming to both iOS and Android soon. No release date currently.
No, just soon.
As of recording. It's called Clive Palmer Humble Meme Merchant.
And look, the trailer definitely shows that it's definitely almost finished.
It's definitely almost a video game.
Now, I would say pause this. Go and watch the trailer. Because
pause the recording?
No.
I'll turn it off. You tell me what...
No, listener... Pause the podcast, go and watch the trailer, because you need to know what we're dealing with.
Look, for the longest time, I assumed this was a joke. I thought people, like, threw this little video together and attached, like, the Clive Palmer logo at the end. But no, I found the trailer on the official Clive Palmer YouTube channel, also tweeted out by the official Twitter and stuff like that. We found sources for this. It's real. It's a mess, and I don't know why Clive Palmer is doing this, but at the same time, I don't know why Clive Palmer does anything.
Clive Palmer is like that bird that...
Hang on. Before you finish this,
yeah.
I want this analogy to encompass Clive Palmer to our international listeners who may not know who he is.
Right. Okay. So, all right. Well, let's start
all
with
right,
that.
He's a bird.
So, No.
This is where it starts.
No, because I changed my mind immediately after saying bird as well. No, so first of all, our international listeners need to know that Clive Palmer is a politician.
Yes.
Here in Australia. Well, he started as a big business owner.
Too many do that. Why does everybody want to get into politics?
So, well, I can tell you why. Because he hated having to work with the unions and wanted power to shut them down.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's what he is. He was a big name. He's kind of like our Donald Trump.
I mean, in more ways than one.
Yes.
He is literally using the slogan, make Australia great.
Yeah. So anyway,
he has stolen a slogan.
Clive Palmer, he got into politics. He is a bizarre man. He was part of, which party did he join originally?
Wasn't he like part of the Katter Party or like...
Somewhere. Anyway, basically they were like...
One of those like kind of far right.
You're an idiot, get out. And so now he's off making his own. Which again, make Australia great again.
No, I don't think he says again. Oh. That's his one differentiation.
Oh, so we were never great.
We were never great.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Clive. Clive, I think the other important things about Clive Palmer, correct me if I'm wrong, but is he also not the one that wants to, recreate the Titanic?
Does he?
Yeah, so he's trying to recreate the Titanic.
Yes, I've seen this.
Yeah, he wants to make Titanic 2.
He wants to put like millions of dollars into this as a project.
Titanic 2. And... he's putting millions of dollars towards, and I'm not even pulling your legs.
Just
guys.
Say it.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to clone dinosaurs. But yeah, he's definitely a character. Definitely a character.
Definitely a character. And he's a character within a video game now.
Yes.
Because Clive Palmer Humble Meme Merchant literally lets you play as Clive Palmer, and what this game is, it's a side-scrolling game where the controls are move, like... left, right, or jump. I think
it's a Mario Brothers.
It's a little Mario Brothers thing. Yeah. And you're jumping on the heads of like politicians.
Yes.
And like memes. Other and politicians stuff like that.
Who have done a more competent job than him.
And you're basically squashing your enemies and like collecting Tim Tams is the goal. Ridiculous.
Oh,
right?
Is that Tim Tams?
Apparently. Like, look closer.
Okay, yeah, no, that's definitely... I thought it was just weird brown logs.
Clive Palmer loves a weird brown log.
Stop. We know what that means here in Australia. Yeah, no, it's a... I think the important thing to reference is the fact that Clive Palmer, out of nowhere last year, just suddenly billboards appeared. Bright yellow billboards.
Oh, terrible. Man, they were terrible.
Had no discernible point to them. It was just like, I love Australia. And that was all it would say
it
on
just
one.
Just his face and then I'd see, giving a thumbs up.
Yeah,
or
then there was another one where it was like just him giving a thumbs up. And no one could like discern what this meant. It was like, is this the end times?
It feels like Clive Palmer's whole political campaign moving into the next election
is vague.
Well, it's not vague. It's just exposure. It doesn't matter what the message is as long as he is there.
So when you go to the polls and you're like, I don't know any of these people, but I know Clive Palmer, I'll vote that way because unfortunately in a democracy, that's how some people vote.
Yeah.
So he's based up in Queensland for the
Clive Palmer United Party.
And this game, it looks like it was made in paint.
I mean, it probably was made in
actually,
something really cheap and
easy. Actually, it probably was made in paint.
I mean, I do feel sorry for whoever, whichever game developer was commissioned to do this. That's the research we should have done. I want to know which, like, Australian game development studios, like, were commissioned to make this game.
I don't know. I reckon it's, like, a nephew.
Yeah.
He asked around the office, does anyone's kids know how to make a game? And someone's like, I know a little bit in, like, Unreal.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And so this like 8-year-old child made this game. And essentially what it is, when you're attacking these other politicians, they all represent a meme about them. You've got the leader of the Greens, which is a very left party here, is wearing a weed jumper and has a doobie. You know, the ex prime minister is a cockroach. Ah, what a sting. Like, ah, this satire. It's burning. It's scalding hot tea. My wig has been removed. Like, look out. Clive Palmer's coming for everyone. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Is Clive Palmer deliberately being stupid, or is this...
No, I genuinely think that he doesn't quite understand that I think he thinks he is...
But doesn't he have people working for him to say, no, this is silly?
Yeah, but these people are working for Clive Palmer. They're probably just as silly as him.
I can't believe that's true. Like, part of me has to believe that he's a bit smarter than all of this, and it's all just a bit of a show and lunacy. It's memes, Cameron. The man has made a video game about memes.
Have you not looked at how, like, okay, you got to remember, he's a big name business, like, he's big business. That's what he is. He's big business. And the thing to remember about him is, like, think about the many times you've seen businesses jump on a meme and not understand it at all.
Yeah, I know, but
that's
at least
the mindset we're dealing with. And that's a company that has to have 5 levels approving this. This guy's leading this party and probably saying, like, no questions, I only want yes men. And they're going, well, we're getting paid.
Yeah.
Like, you look at the amount of people who work for Trump who then come out and say, like, things like, oh, we thought he was joking. And then he actually, like... The campaign manager for Trump that came out and said, oh, he was doing it just to get his name out there, but then he got some traction, and so he went for it for real. And they were like, we weren't expecting that.
Yeah.
Like, people get into these jobs just because it's a paycheck.
It's scary.
It's very scary.
It's
the
funny,
world we live in.
In a weird way.
It's
confusing.
It's that dad who says, you know... He throws like a bottle across the room and accidentally goes yoot instead of yeet, that kind of thing. it's this generation above us who never really understood the humor of meme culture.
I still don't understand the humor
culture. You barely keep up when me and your boyfriend get like.
I'm just so out of the loop.
We just meme backwards and forwards, and I'm older than you, mate. How's this happen?
I don't know.
I think I'm. Anyway,
young at heart.
That's nice of you to say. That's not true. I'm such a grizzled, old, haggard. But it's this older generation who don't quite understand the humor but want to be involved because they can see that getting the youth is a good vote to get. You
the
look
youth
at
youth is not voting for Clive Palmer.
But you look at like what. But that's the thing. He doesn't. He thinks this will get that vote. He thinks I'm young and hip. Look at these memes.
But he doesn't. I don't want it to be true. Part of me, I know.
What other purpose does this have beyond him thinking he's getting a youth vote with it?
I assume, but probably I'm wrong. I assume there's some kind of self-awareness here. And like, even though Trump's campaign was so laughable, the man was still elected. So there's that mentality of like, as long as it's exposure, like that counts. It, even if it's bad exposure, like it still translates into virality and people talking about me, and it's still good.
I just want to, you mentioned that you hope there's a level of self-awareness, and it's just triggering so many things within me. This is the man that wants to make Titanic 2, the man that wants to clone dinosaurs. There's no self-awareness here. And this game is
dinosaurs.
Another proof of that.
I would clone dinosaurs.
Are you spending your income to do that? Because he is.
He's not really, though.
He is. This is the thing. He's put money into this.
Into the dinosaurs?
Yes.
Why aren't we talking about that more?
Because everyone forgot, because then he got into politics. This is before he became a politician. He was doing Titanic 2, and he was going to make Jurassic Park a reality. And then he got into politics, and plenty of other memes came out that everyone forgot about his history.
Yeah. See, I would have rather he stuck with the dinosaur plan.
I'm infuriated by the fact that that this is what our politics has become.
It's a bit of a joke, isn't it?
It's a joke on Australia. It's
sorry, are we still talking about video games?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this being something coming from a party that thinks it's acceptable to do this is humiliating from an outside source. If people look at this and go, oh, this is what Australian government is releasing, it's offensive to us.
It is. It is really bad. It looks like, from a
we look ridiculous.
It looks really bad. And the funny thing is, like, I think games can be this really powerful tool. If you told me that there was going to be a political campaign in the 21st century utilizing video games as a means to, like, further the political campaign, I would have been like, that is awesome. I love that video games can be so adaptive and
yep.
be utilized in such a powerful way. But this...
But not this.
This is not that.
We already... Like, Australia already has this trouble with an international image when we go somewhere. You travel anywhere outside and people have these huge opinions on what Australians are. This doesn't help it.
I was chatting with some of my gaming friends very recently, and they love the fact that I'm Australian because they're all American. So naturally, that's a big talking point throughout our conversations. And I think they only just learnt about our former Prime Minister Tony Abbott and some of the things that happened there. And the way they described him was like a cartoon villain.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I just terribly want us to have a leader that I can, like... I want to have a leader and look at them and be like, yes, they're going overseas and dealing, and they're a face for our country when dealing with other countries that are much more powerful than us. And I am proud for them to be representing us. And I don't think I've seen that for quite some time.
Yeah.
And this joke on Australian politics, like, this isn't helping our issues. Clive Palmer and his ridiculous... Come on, Aussie, come on ads that blare across the radio now that are all over YouTube. He's just forcing himself everywhere. And everything he's releasing isn't nuanced or knowledgeable in any way. He's slogans, he's memes, he's nothing else.
He's Clive Palmer.
Enigma. This started as a funny joke and it's just made me angry.
Yeah, now we're just upset in the studio. Oh, here's the thing. Could I put forward a task for you?
Oh, no.
When this game releases...
Play it?
Yeah, we should play it and redo an episode and talk about it. Is it worth it, or are we just, like, putting too much effort?
Here's the problem. There's two things this does. One, you touch it like that, and it gives... This is my problem. This will get attention just
do
for...
Do we review it on air?
No. I think the only way this kind of thing gets... shut down.
I reach out to Clive Palmer for early release access to Clive Palmer Humble Meme Merchant? Cameron, would you like a code?
No! And like, I know it's so tempting for our listeners to go and download this, but every time you download it...
it's not available yet.
Well, when it comes available,
sure.
I know it's funny and you want to like have a laugh at it, but
You'll look at those metrics and you'll be like, it's working. Those Humble Me Merchant 2 coming this summer.
And then Humble Me Merchant moves up through the iTunes charts and people know
Humble
it is.
Humble Me Merchant 2, and, Electric Boogaloo.
And the thing is, the only way that you can send a message that this kind of stuff is a joke is to not interact.
Right, but I want to.
But don't.
But like I want to. I want to see what it is.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. And that's why he keeps getting further, because people keep laughing at him, not realizing he's being laughed at.
See,
and instead he thinks that he's, you know, hugely popular and he's the voice. He fully believes he's the voice of the revolution of Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary.
And going and playing this, downloading this, and I know I sound like such a negative Nancy and I'm so sorry, listeners.
You are such a grumpy old man.
But the reality is you go, you download this, you play this, you send the message to him that he is the voice and he's not.
Hmm. Well, we watched the trailer a few times. I'm worried about what kind of message that's sending as well. Yeah, we've already done the dirty.
You can. It's just the tip.
Just the tip. And that's a perfect way to end our subject about Clive Palmer. We have been Checkpoint Intimates. Cameron, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Elliot. I'm sorry I got so angry at the end there, guys.
That's okay. We can get political. That's okay. Video games can be political, right?
Yeah, sure. But I always get really heated.
That's just because you're passionate.
That I am.
And spicy.
Okay.
All right.
The decision.
Goodbye.
You definitely chose to say that.
Join us next week for more intimate goodness.